Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to address the topic of taking responsibility for problems at work. We'll start with a question from someone whose boss refuses to take responsibility for any problems that arise at work. Instead, this person puts the blame on others.
Ooh.
Yeah, then we'll discuss why it's important to take responsibility for mistakes and problems at work.
Yeah, this is such an important issue, and it takes guts to own your mistakes or to address problems that you may have accidentally created. Working for someone who refuses to do that, that's really frustrating.
And, you know, I just want to also say that this is the core of all of our work, is taking responsibility.
Yes, yeah. Glad you said that. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Hi, Logan, what's that question we got?
I work for someone who's smart and charming, but he never takes responsibility for any of the problems that he creates. Instead, he finds someone else to blame. This is especially irritating when he's received direct feedback from the staff that the problem is him. He still points fingers at other people. What do I do?
I mean, this is a very big problem. I wouldn't expect this person to change because there may be a little narcissism going on there. I'll leave that to you. You know, certainly I have seen people wake up and say, okay, I didn't know that I could take responsibility. I thought that would make me look weak. So there are a certain amount of people that are able to turn that around. But if it's the manager and they've gotten up the ladder and they don't...
And they've received direct feedback that the problem is them.
Yeah, they're probably not going to change. And I can pretty much tell that you're working in an environment where there is no trust. Because with a manager that won't take responsibility and just points fingers, there's a breakdown of trust.
Right.
And also people do not feel safe in a work environment because they don't know when that finger is going to come at them.
Yeah. Oof.
So it's tough. Would suggest, and I don't really like suggesting this because I've been told I tell it too many times, but I would suggest that you start looking for another job because, you know, people don't leave the work, they leave the manager.
Right. Yes.
And this is a problematic manager. So if you're working where there is no respect and it feels unsafe, that's what's happening.
Yes, I'm with you. I mean, I think the human nature is that we end up trying to somehow get a different response from this kind of person. Ooh. But you used the N-word, Kathy, and narcissist is definitely... So here, just for a quick primer, someone who's narcissistic can be very smart and extremely charming, and even at the beginning, they can feign a willingness to take responsibility for things.
I think that they can do that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, they can be all about, you know, I really care and I want your feedback and your criticism is valuable to me. You can get all of that. But if you notice that the actual behavior is a refusal to take responsibility for their own actions and a willingness to always make it someone else's fault, you're dealing with a characterological problem then.
Yeah. Which is not going to change under your watch.
Exactly, because it's structural. It's the way they are designed.
So it's incurable, really.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
Wait.
Well, the irony is that so many narcissists make it to the top.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're really good at stepping on people. They're really good at managing up. They're really good at saying the right thing.
And if they're charming, they'll get in.
Ding, ding.
And, you know, the charm can go a long way, and they may, so people above them may think everything's great.
That's right.
It's not until the turnover is so high, repeatedly, may take a while. These people take a long time to get found out.
They do. Well, they also, by the way, take credit for everyone else's hard work.
That's right. Well, that goes along with, right.
That's part of the managing up. Well, look how wonderfully we're doing. It was my idea, and this is my program, and this was my, you know, my best initiative. And so... Like you say, Kathy, they're very able to snow, essentially, those who they are reporting to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, you, if you're in the lower rung, are angry and frustrated, and your sense of righteous justice is completely mm-hmm. out the window. Mm-hmm. It's very frustrating.
Yeah. So if you find that, you know, that you're working in a place where it's hard to respect the manager and that it feels unsafe, that's probably not going to change.
Yes.
And I would start looking for either, you know, another department in the organization, or you may have to leave. But you can't turn them in, because then they may double their efforts in making you wrong.
That's right. That's actually the thing. When we look at it as a structural issue, it's not that narcissists can't admit to their faults. They just can't afford it psychologically. So if you point a finger at them, they will double their efforts to make you
wrong. What do you
mean
they can't afford it?
They can't handle it. You know, it's like that. You can't handle the truth. They cannot handle anything that is possibly critical of their self-image. Mm-hmm. They psychologically can't handle it. And so you will notice, if you're dealing with this kind of personality, that whenever you confront them, they will double down to attack you. Mm-hmm. Because their survival, their psychological survival, depends upon it.
Yeah.
Wow. Sorry, something to look forward
to. Yeah, no, I mean, I felt really bad when we saw this question, that I knew it wasn't going to be anything positive.
Yeah.
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 But the good news is, if you can accept the fact that you're working for a narcissist, as you said, and if you can then say, okay, so what then do I want to do, if these are the terms, mm-hmm. then you can actually, while you're looking for a much better situation, you may be able to deal with it if you just stop taking what they're saying so seriously, mm-hmm. which is not easy.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's usually pretty high turnover in situations like this.
Absolutely.
Sure. So let's just take a slightly different bend here. Now, mm-hmm. why is it important to take responsibility for your mistakes at work? And I think to be human is to make a mistake. I don't know anyone, if you're busy and you're working, you're going to make mistakes.
Yes.
So you can't blame others. And the quicker you take responsibility and focus on solutions rather than, I have this problem here, it's people move on. They just do if you own it right away. And I've had clients who will let it fester. And they, by the time they own it, it's gotten to be such a big problem, it's too late.
Yes.
So you don't want to do that. You want to be able to immediately say, whoa, my mistake here. I am so sorry, but I've got a way to handle it. I've got a solution to make that right. And then that's what you do. And then people begin to respect and trust you.
Mm-hmm. I think trust is the key. And that's, as you were saying from the previous situation, no one will trust someone if they don't take responsibility. When you own your mistakes, or when you own a problem that arises, that immediately builds your trust mm-hmm. with those who are involved, mm-hmm. where they know they can trust you, they know, and they can appreciate your willingness to show your weakness, because essentially a mistake is, you know, it's an error. It's showing, I who make so many wonderful mistakes all the time, can say it's part of your humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think if you keep making the same mistake over and over again, you got to look at things. I mean, mm-hmm. that's a problem. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. When people make mistakes, it's just not that big a deal. It's mm-hmm. really not. And mm-hmm. to blame somebody else for something you did, people see right through that.
Right.
Yeah. They don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm thinking also, it's interesting, like, if you, like the previous person was told that his behavior was a problem, if you're told that your behavior is a problem, mm-hmm. the willingness to look at that and consider, what do I need to do differently, mm-hmm. again, is a real, it's a character builder, and it's a career builder. Mm-hmm. 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 You've seen that a lot, right, with the executive coaching you do. If someone is told they need to correct a certain area, then their willingness to meet with you and learn new skills.
Yeah, to me, when people are sent to me, I see the world divided in 50-50, those that come in and say, what do I do, and really want to learn, and they really grow, and those that fight it.
Yeah.
Mm. And can't show up and argue it, and they just stop coming and then blame me for something I said or something I might have done. I mean, it's always ridiculous.
Yeah.
So And the ones that want to grow, I mean, I was like that as an employee. I always wanted to know, give me feedback. I want to know where I have to grow, because I knew I had a lot of growing to do. Mm-hmm. And we all do. Those are the people that I think do a lot better. And everybody likes working with them.
Right. Yeah.
This is really a problem person. And unfortunately, I just don't, unless somebody above catches on and calls them on it and puts them in a position where they can't hurt others, it could help. But it takes a long time for that to happen.
Yeah.
Many times they leave.
Right. Yes.
They go on to greener pastures when they're about to get caught.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I was going to say is I think it's when you're talking about what it takes to own your mistakes or work on your, you know, the areas that may be problematic, that takes courage. Mm-hmm. And the opposite is true for someone who's not willing to take responsibility. To me, that's usually a fairly cowardly stance, mm-hmm. like an unwillingness to look at themselves. Mm-hmm. So,
I wanted to say that it's also kind of popular among, I'm going to say it, among men. I think it's a, sort of an ego thing also, that I know how to do something, so therefore I don't, you know, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. So I think there's also a sociological picture to this, which there are certain people that maybe went to Ivy League schools or they, you know, they live in a certain privileged environment that feel that they don't have to change. I'm putting that out there because I know people work for them and it's very, very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you that it is very cowardly and it makes no sense. Whereas women say, I'm sorry 1,000 times a day and they need to stop doing that. Mm-hmm. So I do think there's a societal thing that men are not wrong and women are wrong all the time that I just wanted to point out. But I also want to say that there's bad women managers also that don't take responsibility and create an environment of no trust where people don't feel safe too. It's not just men. Yeah. But I just wanted to argue that point.
No, that's a good point to make. I think what's interesting is sort of finding the balance there, right? Not being default apologetic all the time, not being default righteous and self-defensive all the time, but being open to feedback. And once you have that openness, then you can make a decision about what needs to be corrected. And I'm in agreement also that it is that willingness to say, okay, I made a mistake here, that makes the difference, I think, between great leaders and great bosses and great employees.
All right.
That's it for this podcast.
If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, tweet us at AskK2. Also follow us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
If you want to receive our email podcast, please text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office. That's at 228-28, My Crazy Office, all one word.
And finally, don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.